From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This will be a crucial week for the reorganization of the American auto industry. General Motors has just one more week to produce a restructuring plan or face bankruptcy. GM has won cost-cutting deals with its unions, but the company's bondholders have not yet agreed to terms. There's also more controversy around Chrysler's bankruptcy, and members of Congress from both parties are concerned about the nearly 800 Chrysler dealers who are being forced to close. Here to talk about it all is NPR's Tom Gelton. Hi, Tom. Nice to see you.
Hi, Leanne.
Let's start with GM. How close is the company to bankruptcy?
Leanne, the Obama administration's auto task force has given General Motors until June 1st to show how it can be viable without going into bankruptcy. If it meets that deadline, if it can come up with a plan by next Sunday, then it would qualify for more government loans. If not, presumably it would have to go into bankruptcy. At this point, indications are the administration is not going to give them an extension. Tuesday is a big day because Tuesday is the day when the GM bondholders have to decide whether to accept the terms they've been offered by GM management as part of its restructuring plan. They would only get 10 cents on a dollar of investment. So far, it doesn't look good. They are taking a firm line against accepting those terms. So, Leanne, a week from today, I think we could very well be looking at GM going bankrupt.
Chrysler declared bankruptcy last month. Are there any lessons from that experience?
Well, the world has not come to an end. So, you know, there are some who say that, in fact, that bankruptcy plan may work out. So maybe it's not so bad that GM would go into bankruptcy as well. I think one thing we have to keep in mind is that a GM bankruptcy would be much, much more complicated. That's a much bigger company. Its bankruptcy would have many more ripple effects. You know, they say that with all the suppliers that depend on General Motors, the company's reach encompasses something like 1% of the whole U.S. economy. So you can imagine how complicated a bankruptcy proceeding for it would be.
Now, the Obama administration has announced it will pump another $7.5 billion into GMAC, the financing company that is to serve both GM and Chrysler. Why?
What that shows, Leanne, is how serious the administration is about saving General Motors and Chrysler, because GMAC, with this financing plan, would be the, as you said, the financing arm for General Motors and Chrysler. And you know, no car company can survive without a strong financing arm. Since last December, it's basically been a bank, and therefore it was part of this big stress test that the federal government did against big banks in the United States, and GMAC came out worse than any other bank. It was found that it needs $11 billion in new capital in order to remain viable. It would get some of that as a result of this, but GMAC is still a long ways from being a healthy financing company.
What's the political fallout from all of this?
There are a couple of issues. One is with the Obama administration sort of asserting its own agenda with respect to the auto industry. And we see that by sort of favoring, in a sense, the United Auto Workers over the bondholders in terms of the restructuring. Also, just the way that the administration's essentially dictated fuel standards for these car companies this past week. That shows that the Obama administration is really using its clout with respect to this auto industry. And there's some concern, especially among Republicans, that this amounts to an ideological sort of interference with a U.S. corporation. And then the other issue is the one you alluded to at the beginning, the concern about all these dealers who are being forced to close down in very short notice and what would happen with them. There's members of Congress are really pushing for more information about this and demanding better answers from both the administration and auto company executives.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, thanks a lot.
You bet, Leanne.